SBI Media with Mike Voigt, Alpine Fire Chief. Mike, you did the formal pushback ceremony on Saturday for the new ladder truck. Tell us about your thoughts leading up to that and the work that went into it.
Well, this has been a three-year process, starting with putting together paperwork to get a grant from the state, and then going to the factory, putting in specs, and trying to get it built, and then it took...
You personally do all that?
Yes, I had to do all that, and then went to the factory, put it on order. It takes 2 years to get built, which is a good thing we bought it 3 years ago, because it said if I bought it right now today, it'd be $400,000 more.
Oh, my goodness.
So, and we did try to stick with the best we can get. We didn't have a whole bunch of bells and whistles on it. We just wanted what's going to work, because this thing will be in service for 30 years around here.
And you did a lot of fundraising locally to put equipment on the truck once it was here, right?
Yeah, so after we got it, we have to get up to the NFPA standards, you know, just to have the equipment to do the jobs that we're going to be called upon. So it came to about $130,000 that we're going to need to raise to just buy air packs, which are like $60,000. The radios were another $32,000. The hose was $22,000. Then you got the miscellaneous tools and valves and stuff. So it came to about $130,000. So I was blessed with the Alpine Wyoming Auxiliary doing a fundraiser for us, and we've been going around and you've seen flyers. We've been at Brougham's a few times looking to raise money to help equip it to not just come right out of our budget.
Right. Explain what it means to have a ladder truck for Alpine. It's more than a ladder truck, too. It has a lot of power, a lot of storage. It has a lot of ability to fight fires. Tell us what it means for Alpine.
So it addresses the growth that you can see happening around here. I mean, we have a new building. It seemed like it just appeared overnight, you know, over by the, at the intersection there. We have a new hotel with 66 rooms, and plus we've always had those big buildings at the air park with hangars and then living quarters above. And then this helps us to address any fire that would happen, because now we can deliver 1,000 gallons of water with just two people. We have somebody pumping on it and then somebody working the turntable, whereas with the limited amount of volunteers, it's a lot nicer to be able to do that much with just two people. And plus, it's available for the whole valley, so we can respond anywhere in the valley should anybody need us. And it's not just for a ladder truck either, because it'll still pump water, so it's just like having an extra fire engine. And then plus, it's adopted to where we can use it for rescue. So if we have rescues over the guardrails in the canyon or whatever, we have a means to get a basket over the edge and lower them down with the rope. And so it's going to serve a lot of purposes. It's going to be around here for 30 years.
Now let's go to the point where you rolled it back in the fire department to push back, as with the proper phrase, push back ceremony. Tell us about that ceremony, and then tell us what the formal words are once you have it in service.
So in tradition, whenever you get a new piece of apparatus, you push it in the station. And it was just it's symbolic, because back in the 1800s, they had horse-drawn little steam engines or whatever that they'd have hooked to the horses. So once they got back from a call, the horses couldn't back it in, so they'd have to unhook the horses, then manually push the pump back in and get it back in service. So that's been going on for years, and it's just a tradition that is basically for good luck and to basically show the community pride of we have a new piece of apparatus. So, and what was valuable to me, because it's been a long, hard work just trying to get this for 3 years. We got on the radio and told dispatch, said ladder one is now in service, and that was just the cherry on top, because now it's available and it's up and running.
Mike Voigt, Alpine Fire Chief.